like me, you experience at least one snack attack every day. And these could wreak havoc on a healthy diet if we're not careful. Well, here with me for this week's Healthy Eats segment is Upstate Registered Dietitian Terry Podolak with the skinny on all of this. Mm-hmm. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Good, thanks.
So we're all prone to snacking. In fact, I've been told that it can even be healthy for you. Why are snacks an important part of a healthy diet?
Well, I think there's three reasons. One, especially for children, it helps them meet their nutrient needs. We have our children getting back to school, and if they're playing sports, they need some snacks in between. It also may help with growth and giving them, again, that extra nutrition for growth and for paying attention at school. Another reason is that if you're truly hungry between meals, that it helps to satisfy your hunger and helps prevent overeating at your meals. And the third reason, I think, is that for some of us, we have better digestion if we eat smaller, more frequent meals, so including those couple snacks in between.
Yeah, I actually have read that if you want to lose weight, you might, instead of having your three majors, to have five minors meals during the day.
Absolutely, because again, it helps you, I think, to control your intake, your overall caloric intake. You're not overeating. You're not getting so ravenously hungry that you tend to overeat a larger meal.
Yeah, and you may even think in terms of smaller meals in general. I mean, you almost retrain your mind, retrain your stomach, retrain your whole kind of approach to food to have smaller meals. So snacks clearly can help there.
And they say it can help with your metabolism also.
So what makes with a healthy choice for a snack?
We need to think of snacks having nutrient density. We need to make sure that they're giving us some vitamins, minerals, and fiber versus what's known as an empty calorie snack that provides very little nutrients except just calories.
Also, should you be looking for ones that are low in sugar?
Yeah, I think that helps. I think the fewest ingredients, the best. Something that may be lower in sugar, but we need to make sure that if you read a label and it says low in sugar, to look at that ingredient. Some of them contain sugar substitutes, which some of us don't need or don't tolerate. I don't think children need that sugar substitute.
So how many calories per snack?
In general, I recommend around 200 calories.
How about fiber?
Fiber, we want to make sure at least a couple grams.
And how about fat? That's always the concern.
I think the most important thing is to avoid what's called hydrogenated or trans fats. Nuts are a great snack, even though some people know that they're a higher fat snack, but they're great protein and they provide the good mono and polyunsaturated fats.
So you just want to keep those to a minimum, though. I mean, not too many nuts at a point.
Exactly.
And so again, portion control there.
Yes, it's so important to always remember portion control with our snacks.
So let's get to what specifically do you recommend?
Fresh fruit, vegetables, getting that, even dried fruit. I eat a dried fruit and nut snack. I love high-fiber crackers, hard-cooked eggs, cheese.
And how about something like peanut butter on egg and apples? That's always been
excellent.
A favorite of mine.
Excellent.
And how often during the day?
I'd say a couple times. Again, just be aware of your hunger. If you're hungry in the afternoon, you could have a mid-afternoon snack. In the evening, if you're hungry before bed, it's okay to have a small snack, but be aware that watching those TV commercials can make us hungry. We want to be aware that we're truly physically hungry and not mindlessly eating.
Especially if we're sitting in front of the television, sometimes we can all mindlessly eat.
Exactly. And we also, it's important we need our sleep. We don't want to eat just to be awake.
Oh, I see. So everything in moderation. Eat less processed snacks. Try for the healthy ones whenever possible.
Exactly.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.